Today, the American Library Association awarded the Caldecott and Newbery Medals for Children's Literature. Sometimes called the Oscars of children's books, the prizes are coveted by writers and publishers not only for their prestige, but because they can have a measurable impact on sales. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Joel Rose reports.
Writer and illustrator Eric Roman was still in bed this morning when he got a call from the American Library Association. At first, he thought he was in trouble.
You know, they call real early, about 6 in the morning, and I'm thinking, wow, they're really stamping down on library fines, aren't they?
Roman won the Caldecott Medal for illustration for his book My Friend Rabbit, the story of Mouse, who shares his toy airplane with Rabbit, who gets it caught in a tree. The awards committee praised Roman's use of color, saying his characters tumble and spill from the page. The winner of the Newbery Medal for Children's Literature, who lives in Los Angeles and goes by the single name Avi, says he was already awake, working on his next book, when the phone rang. Avi won for Crispin, the Cross of Lead, a historical fiction set in 14th century England about a young orphan accused of murder. The Newbery Committee praised Avi for, quote, seamlessly weaving in details of daily medieval life.
The attempt here is not in any sense to teach. I'm not a teacher, I'm an entertainer and a writer.
Avi reads from the book on his website.
Eyecliff stared at me for a long while, as if in search of something. All he said, however, was, "With your mother gone, you're required to deliver your ox to the manor house tomorrow. It will serve as the death tax." But, sir, I said, for my speech was slow and ill-formed, if I do, I won't be able to work the fields. Then starve, he said, and rode away without a backward glance.
Crispin is Avi's 50th book. He says that while the honor is reassuring, it won't make the next one any easier to write.
I think success gives you the confidence to be patient with your own failures. And it's always hard. I've never had an easy write about anything. I don't think any writer does. They may say it, but I don't believe it.
Publishers tend to be more effusive about the Caldecott and Newbery Awards, which they say can translate into a tenfold increase in sales and can help keep books on the shelf for a long time. This year's Caldecott winner, Eric Roman, was also honored by the jury in 1995 for his first book, Time Flies. He says the Caldecott name opens a lot of doors for a book.
It gets reviewed. It gets looked at. People take it seriously. It's in the bookstores. It's in the libraries. Suddenly everybody will look at it. Whether they like it or not, I'm not quite sure. But, you know, that's out of my control.
This morning, three rooms at the Pennsylvania Convention Center filled with librarians, obviously eager to find out who won. Mitch Friedman, the president of the American Library Association, was himself struck by the intensity surrounding the announcement.
It's an endorsement of the largest body of children's librarians in the world. It's their highest award. The Academy Awards should have this kind of genuine enthusiasm.
Librarian Joyce Leosa from Albany, New York, was rooting for My Friend Rabbit. She says the Newbery and Caldecott medals do more than charm book reviewers and bookstore buyers. They can also help convince another finicky group, young readers.
You can book talk, and that's something librarians do to get kids excited. When it wins a medal, it means a lot of people are behind it, and it's a really good book. So maybe a kid's not going to read that much. They may read those medal winners because they're worth it.
In addition to the Caldecott and Newbery Awards, the American Library Association also recognizes honors books, which used to be called runners-up, as well as several other awards. It also gives a Lifetime Achievement Award, which this year went to writer and illustrator Eric Carle. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.